Along with the spike in heroin and other opiate use in central and northern New York has come a jump in the number of drug overdose deaths. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, one Syracuse health organization hopes to bring that number down by teaching people how to administer a drug that can stop the effects of an overdose.
The drug is called Narcan. Emergency medical technicians already use it when faced with a possible overdose because it briefly blocks the effect of the opiate, allowing emergency crews enough time to get a patient to hospitals for life-saving treatment. ACR Health has won a grant that will allow it to train central New Yorkers to administer the drug. Prevention Director Erin Bortel sifts through the light blue bag that goes along with the training.
This is the vial of the medicine itself. You would get two of these in every single kit. One of these vials is a single dose of the medication.
She says programs like this have worked in the past. For example, one in New York City.
When they implemented their program in 2006, within 4 years they experienced a 27% reduction in overdose deaths.
She hopes the ACR Health Program has similar results. They expect to train at least 200 people in the first year at a time when heroin use is exploding in central New York. Melissa Hosier of East Syracuse thinks something like this could have saved her daughter's life. 19-year-old Callie Perry of Syracuse died of a heroin overdose in November.
If I can help just one other parent that has a child or a loved one that can save their life, this is important. So I just want people to know that it does happen, and it happens to people like me with good kids.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.